Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With every mock draft that comes out, Sully, his fascination grows. And in order for us to do this and do it effectively where it doesn't annoy me, we only give you the most interesting tidbits from each one. It is our Mock Draft Blitz. Sully.
Mock Draft, you feeling good about it? How high would he go in this year's draft?
Do it live!
That sounds like load management.
Yes, it does. Draft
Thank
management.
Thank you, Wojo.
And this is a very interesting one, Mike, because it's a three-round mock draft.
Oh,
so I got
God.
Some more tidbits in rounds two and three.
Oh,
we'll
God
get to.
God help us all.
But
all right.
Let's start with round one. You know what? I'm not doing the Nick Bosa question. It's simple. He's been number one in every single one so far. But number four, we have a guy that's continued to climb up the draft boards. We've seen him as high as three. Rashawn Gary, fourth to the Raiders.
I don't get it. Maybe it'll be one of my all-time draft misses. I just don't get it. Never productive. Every excuse has been made for him. I just think he's a workout warrior. I don't see it. I don't get it. I guess we'll find out on Sundays. But the idea that he's one of the top 10 players that'll go in this draft, I must be missing something. That's all
Double
I can
body.
Say.
All right, so on this NFL.com mock draft, number five overall, this is the highest by far we've seen this guy go. At number five, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Josh Jacobs, running back, Alabama.
That's ridiculous.
Fifth overall.
Now listen, Jacobs is a very nice player, but there's not a first-round draft pick running back in this class. For a guy to go number five overall, that's asinine. I think that's a completely – if that happens, the Buccaneers ought to be contracted or sent to London. No, that's it.
Oh, my God. How do you pick the Lions? How are the Lions going to win this game? The Steelers, they're so hot.
So hot.
So down to number –
Thanks, Greg.
Number six and seven, two quarterbacks taken. Giants, number six, Dwayne Haskins. Jaguars, number seven, Drew Lock.
I mean, it's fine. I'm not going to criticize teams – for taking a different QB than what I may like. As long as they address their needs and take a quarterback, that's 80% of the battle there. Yep. Yeah, Giants got to do it, and I think the Jaguars have to do it. I think it's laughable that Blake Bortles could be in any way, shape, or form in their future. It'd be equally laughable if they think paying Teddy Bridgewater $20 million a year is going to fix it. Yes, both quarterbacks should be off the board by 6 and 7. Now, I don't get the Drew Lock stuff. I'll leave that alone until the combine, until we see more. To me, it should be Haskins and Murray, but I digress.
We'll get to them in a minute. Number eight, Lions. This is a guy we've seen on multiple mock draft boards go to the Detroit. Cleveland Farrell from Clemson. Here's the quick sentence. Replacing Ziggy Ansah, who's expected to depart in free agency, is a must for Detroit.
Fine with it. I'm not going to flip out if they took an edge rusher. It's a huge need. I think you're asking a lot for a rookie to go out and be dominant as an edge rusher. But, yeah, Mike, I wouldn't make fun of it, but you know what I want at that pick. I would love to see them make a bold move and take Kyler Murray. Yeah. They're not going to do it.
And Kyler Murray, 10th. Broncos, Kyler Murray, quarterback, Oklahoma.
I'll tell you one thing. Elway's been a kiss of death with quarterbacks. Yeah. That's the problem. But, yeah.
Tebow.
Tebow. How about Paxton Lynch?
Him, too.
How about
yeah.
Brock Osweiler? You want to keep going with Elway busts? Signing Case Keenum. Elway's been a disaster with quarterbacks. Luckily for him, he recruited Peyton Manning to come to town and save his ass. But, Mike, I'm a big believer three QBs are going to go in the top 10. This mock draft bears it out. I'm not going to argue with it.
So, number 11, Greedy Williams, LSU cornerback to the Bengals. No surprise, although we've seen him go up and down in mock drafts. Definitely top 10 talent. And then Montez Sweat, number 12, to Green Bay. But 13th overall, Daniel Jones, quarterback from Duke to Miami. That's a guy that continues to climb, too.
Prototypical size, coached by David Cutcliffe. I have no problem with it. I will not be shocked if you have four quarterbacks in the first round this year. Oh, but it's a bad QB draft. You either have a quarterback or you don't. The Daniel Jones stuff, he's been one of these guys that by the time the draft comes around, you feel like yep. he's going in the top 15.
Sure. So next, at 16, 17, and 18, these guys were all projected in the top 10, even top 8 at a time, but now they're not. 16, Devin White, LSU to the Panthers. 17, the Browns take Christian Wilkins. Then 18, Vikings, Ed Oliver. Those three guys, do you see them middle of the round?
I don't know why they're falling, but this happens every year. I'll tell you this. It really would make me like to trade down to 15, 16, or 17. Be more than happy to get one of those players and some additional capital. I think those guys are undervalued. But we'll see how it shakes out. Remember, we have months to go.
Have to check in on David Steelers at 20.
Oh, God. Devin Bush.
How about this? Marquise Brown, wide receiver, Oklahoma.
I like that, considering they're trading Antonio Brown. You know that's happening.
Bring in the other Brown. I love that.
Hollywood, he's a good ball player, man. I feel bad that in the playoff he had that bad foot. He couldn't really play, but he's a really, really nice player. Deep threat. Him opposite Juju. Yeah, I dig that. No problem there.
All right, last one we'll touch on in the first round. A guy that, again, continues to fall. 25th to the Eagles, Dexter Lawrence, defensive tackle.
Mike, I've said it. If I'm wrong, hey, I'll die on this hill. I think Dexter Lawrence is a damn good player. I don't care about the supplement. You don't see 340-pound men flash the feet and the hands that this kid's got, the athleticism. He's a fantastic football player. If you can get him at that point in the draft, I think it's a steal. I think people are overreacting to this stuff, but that's just my personal opinion.
So we go to the second round. I'm just going to highlight some stuff. Not going to geek out too much. A lot of receivers going to the top of the second round, including at 33 to the Cardinals. This is a guy who, as of this afternoon, has been all over social media because this photo surfaced of him looking absolutely jacked in the weight room, like NFL blitz type jacked. DK Metcalf, wide receiver,
Ole Miss.
Excuse me.
I'd make you a friendly wager. He doesn't last the first round. He's going. And he's going to go somewhere. He is a physical specimen. I have not seen the workout photo. I've just watched games. That kid's an NFL receiver. No doubt in my mind. So, Mike, I have no doubt in my mind he's going in the first round. But, hey, if the Cardinals could get him top of the second, that's a steal.
Number 36, this is a guy that we haven't seen fall out of the first round. San Francisco 49ers, Devin Bush, Michigan.
No way he gets out of the first round. I mean, his measurables, we know he's short, we know he's light, but he's extremely athletic, quick. In today's NFL game, I can put him into a scheme and let him fly around sideline to sideline. He blow up screens, you know, blow up outside runs. I think if you're a team like Philly, who's got a Fletcher Cox, who's got a big, you know, interior line, you can hide him, protect him. I could see Devin Bush being successful at the next level. But you better have some space eaters up front, because that is a kid who, when teams ran power at him, he can be victimized.
So interesting, number 43, Lions, Paris Campbell, wide receiver, Ohio State. Want to point out, at 46, they have N'Keal Harry going to the Redskins.
I prefer Harry. I think he's just a better, more versatile receiver. I think Paris Campbell's just more of a straight line, deep guy. But look, it's clear what the Lions are going to do. They're going to get more weapons for Stafford, except they're not going to sign Kareem Hunt. Thanks, guys. But there's nothing I can do about it, Mike. And they're going to need a receiver. Golden Tate, they traded. They don't have a third option on the roster. You're not going to pay big free agent dollars. So, yeah, prepare for it. It's coming. I mean, if I were them, I'd love to see them be bold, trade back in the first round, take DK Metcalf if you wanted to.
Yep.
I mean, they need studs, plural.
All right, let's close with this. Two local notes. At the end of the second round, last pick in the second round, 64th overall, they have Chase Winovich to the Patriots.
Fine. No problem with it.
And then end of the third round, 95th overall, they have Justin Lane to the Browns.
No problem with it. No, I mean, Chase and Lane are both productive college players. Those are prime positions, edge rusher and corner. I think Lane's got the measurables. I think Winovich has the motor and the production. I'm fine with it. And look, if you land with the Patriots, you find out real quick whether you're any good or not. They'll find a role for you. And for Lane, it's great. He could go somewhere. He wouldn't be the lead corner. They have Denzel Ward on one side. He could be on the other. Ward a little undersized. Lane a little bit oversized. It's a great fit. Got a great pass rush up front. I like those spots for both of those guys, man.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.